Hello, everyone. This is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. I just want to take a quick minute before starting this episode, our final episode of Cursed Strahd, I might add. Just going to make you anticipate it just a little bit longer. I wanted to make note of this milestone sort of celebrate it for what it is. This is episode 149 of Brothel D&D, which is I can't tell you how that makes me feel to think that I have played 149 straight hour and a half long episodes of D&D for the enjoyment of you folks, for my own self-gratification, and for the enjoyment of my players. It's insane. I never would have thought, looking back, starting this with Matt and Jeff and Troy and Lucas, that we would be talking about starting our third campaign and celebrating 150 episodes next week. It's incredible. It's a personal triumph for me to have finished three campaigns for the podcast. It's a sign of success. You folks haven't given up on us. You continue to enjoy the shenanigans that we bring each week, and hopefully we're, you know, improving your commute or, you know, giving you a couple of laughs while you're at the gym. And this is all due to you, to our listeners. Like I said, just personally at this point, I'm handing the podcast off. I'm super excited to be doing so. I guess technically I already have, but this is the last episode that you'll hear me DM. Well, let's not say for a long while. There's still a little thing called Tomb of Annihilation that we're getting to. But it is so exciting to hand off Brothel D&D to Jeff. He's been preparing for it for a long time. We've already recorded a few episodes. It is a lot of fun. But like I said, I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous for Strahd to come to an end. But it's handing it off to Jeff has been amazing, both personally and also from recording. Getting to play is great. So you can expect many, many, many great things and many surprises from Out of the Abyss. And with the end, of course, comes questions. Questions about what players did, how they responded, how they acted, how I handled it, so on and so forth. We talked a little bit about that in February's DM Confessional. You can go check that out at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Where I spend about 30 minutes showing off my Ravenloft collection of books and so on and so forth. But we're also going to try and do a live Q&A. So not this coming Friday, so not the 16th, that is a play Friday. So we'll actually be playing our third or fourth session of Out of the Abyss at that point. But the following Friday, March 23rd, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At the moment, I know for sure it will be myself. It's supposed to probably be Jeff. I'm not sure about the other guys. A couple of guys have said that they're going to show up in chat, but we're going to do a Facebook live Q&A. And the hope would be to record that audio and have that available either on Patreon or perhaps even on the podcast itself. So what we need are a few questions. What do you want to know? What do you want to complain about? What did you like? What did you not like? Send us a tweet, Facebook messages, email us, therancorsbrothel@gmail.com, betweentwocrits@gmail.com, throw a rock through Matt's window, whatever works, get your question to us. I don't imagine the Q&A will last very long, but we're hoping to, put our faces out there. Who knows what'll happen? It'll obviously all be a live stream, but we just kind of want to get that feedback and get a chance to answer any questions you may have or just have a little discussion. So if you have any questions, definitely attend. If you can't watch it, that's totally understandable. It is a Friday night, at least in North America. Then send us your questions and check back later for our answers. And with that, enjoy the end of Curse of Strahd and look forward to next week as Jeff takes over and we begin our descent into the Underdark and Out of the Abyss. Enjoy, everyone.
The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
There is a tomb to the north and a tomb to the south. Would you like to look at them?
Yes.
Which one?
Start at the north.
The marker on top of the... So obviously you've got a slab and a coffin on top, right? But it's more of the mausoleum style. It says King Bara von Zarovich.
Do you know this one?
Oh, shit. I'm going to the other one.
The other one says,
Queen Ravnovia Van Royen.
I am searching here.
Devin, what is this? Who are these people?
I'm pretty sure you'd know exactly who these people are.
Please explain for the people at home.
These are the parents of Strahd von Zarovich.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Unda would know that. Unda,
I know.
Tell
Unda,
the audience.
Unda knows that. The audience may be confused at this point.
That's so why Unda can tell the audience.
Jeff.
You were more excited than I was.
As you approach the other slab.
Opens.
No, as you walk over there, it says Queen Ravnovia von Royen. You see there's a hilt of a greatsword just sitting on top of the tomb.
And I can't
a
go down there.
Hilt of a greatsword?
Just the hilt?
I don't think that's why. It's odd that the only two good characters could go down there.
Oh, he couldn't go either?
No,
he didn't try.
Oh.
We just assume that he can't.
BT Dubs, you've attuned to the thigh bone now.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
What did it do?
I will go down the stairs.
You go down the stairs, you hit the blue curtain of light. That's weird. I'm back at the top of the stairs again.
Going up the stairs and I'm going down the stairs. Going up the side of the stairs.
There's the button.
Yes, you see just the hilt.
You have to be good along.
Sorry, it's actually the hilt of a long sword.
Long sword.
More useful.
Yeah. But it's just the hilt.
I will pick that up.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Why?
It's useless. There's no blade.
Until it lights up with glorious fire.
Yeah, what if we flame
yeah,
on?
Yeah, you
it's
know
a
what?
Fucking fire sword.
I was kind of told to look here for something.
Ah. In that case, whoosh, open up the tomb.
By the way, Saint Markovia's thigh bone counts as a rare mace.
Ooh. Okay.
It has the same properties as a mace of disruption. The next question, Jeff, is how many magical things can you attune to? Isn't it two?
Three.
Is it three?
Yes.
Okay.
So that should be your third then.
That was in that section of the book you didn't want to read. Yeah, the axe.
The axe didn't require attunement. It was just generic magical axe.
That's true.
So your amulet.
My amulet.
In this thing. Yeah. So when you hit a fiend or an undead with this magic weapon, that creature takes an extra 2d6 radiant damage.
Yep. Useful.
The target has 25 hit points or fewer after taking the damage. It must succeed on a DC 15 wisdom saving throw or be destroyed. While you hold this weapon, it sheds bright light in a 20-foot radius and dim light for an additional 20.
Maybe I should take the hilt.
Thanks, roll 20.
If we're getting magical melee weapons, I'm going to need one. I'm just saying.
Should I grab for the hilt? I'll knock an arrow.
What would you guys like to do?
Yeah, I can't use... I don't know what to do with it. Try attuning to it.
To what? The hilt?
Yeah.
So you hand over the hilt to him?
I do.
Okay.
I guess I'll... I mean, I can't stick it in anything, so I'll just hold on to it.
Spend an hour meditating with it.
Can you still attune to it if it's, like, on your person?
Yeah.
Yes. No. You spend an hour meditating on it.
Right. You don't have to have it in your hand, though, do you?
Well, I mean, the whole point is you're not going to be able to walk around and explore. You got to sit and wait.
All right. I'll sit in the corner of this tomb and stare at this thing with it in my hand for an hour. An hour passes.
Are you guys doing anything at the top of the stairs?
I was waiting for them to come back.
You want to play, I spy?
No, I'm not a child.
You want to spar?
No, I don't want to kill you.
That's adorable.
You don't?
To be fair, he's died twice already this evening. Unda?
Yep.
You hear a voice. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I just literally am looking around the room. Do I see anybody?
Nope.
Hello?
Hi.
Not you.
You just have to speak. You spoke out loud.
I did. Yeah, yeah. I did. I look at the sword hilt.
Davin just looks at you and goes, "That's a tuning, jackass." you get a sense of warmth.
Is this the same sword from before?
And a sense of cheeriness. No, that's just how things f***ing attune, Lucas. you get the sense that you want to take it for a couple of practice swings.
All right, I'll walk into some open space where I don't hit him, and
out like Lionel's sword.
Just kind of go like this.
Davin, you see Unda stand up and start swinging this hilt around somewhat ridiculously, and then a little bit of light, because you've got, you know, all these windows and stuff around you, right? A little bit of light seems to come through and hit the edge of the sword, you know, in a way like where the blade should be, and then you see it reflect off the blade, that has suddenly appeared out of nowhere. And I'm pretty sure the blade is on fire.
Of course it is. Oh my god, it's a lightsaber!
Not quite like that, but pretty f***ing close. Like, you just, like, go...
Am I seeing a flaming sword now as well?
It's not... I wouldn't call it on fire. It's a lot more lightsabery. Like, it's, okay. it's glowing with the power of the sun blade.
It's called a sun blade. What kind of sword is this?
It's a long sword.
It is not...
A sun blade.
It is not... you get the sense that you should call it the sun sword.
Okay.
And you get the sense that it's been waiting for a long time.
So what I need... So it's a long sword?
Yes.
Okay, I can use it. I'm just not... It's not a finesse weapon, though. It's a strength weapon, I believe.
He's looking up the properties of sun sword.
I'm pretty sure...
Sun blade. I mean, it has the properties of sun blade. I don't think it gets...
It's finesse property.
I'd say it should be finesse.
If it's finesse, that's good for me.
That's
so cool.
The longsword hilt. While grasping the hilt, you can use a bonus action to cause a blade of pure radiance to spring into existence. It is a f***ing lightsaber.
Yeah. No, I wasn't kidding.
Or make the blade disappear. While the blade exists, this magic longsword has the finesse property. If you are proficient with short swords or long swords, you are proficient with the sun blade.
This guy right here.
You gain +2 bonus to attack and damage rolls made with this weapon, which deals radiant damage instead of slashing. When you hit an undead with it, the target takes an extra 1d8 damage. What did I say?
You said damage.
Oh. The sword's luminous blade emits bright light in a 15-foot radius and dim light for an additional 15 foot. The light is sunlight. While the blade persists, you can use an action to expand or reduce its radius of bright light
and dim
by 5 feet to a maximum of 30 feet for each minimum of 10 feet each.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Holy sh**.
So what I really need...
Trade?
No,
Retcon, give him the bone.
I can't use a sword.
You can't use a sword. Clerics can't use swords.
Oh.
Maces, cudgels.
+2 melee attack.
I shouldn't be able to use an axe, but dwarves get axes.
All right, so you got a lightsaber, you got a magical bone, you got a stick that doesn't work, but you got a magical spear and you keep dying. Now what should we do?
What do I have as magic?
Not dying.
Oh.
So.
Everything okay down there?
Can we hear that?
Yeah, absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Put that away.
But it's shiny. Yes, I put it away.
They've been down there for about an hour.
Yeah.
Hang on. Is there anything else in this room you want to see, look at?
We can search.
He has an hour while you are...
So while I'm attuning, did you want to look at...
If there's anything else open I can find, the tunes? I'll find it.
I don't know what you're doing.
Attuning to it.
Yeah. you don't... I mean, short of the tombs, unless you're going to open the graves, you're not going to find anything else.
No.
Okay. So you're not opening the graves.
Nope.
Just making sure.
I saw, like, Unda kind of gives, like, a nod to the tomb, as in thanking her, as if he believes that she gave it to him, because it was sitting there.
Okay. Do you head back upstairs then?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Bum, 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 bum. You come back upstairs.
Everything copacetic?
Yeah, we found his parents' graves.
Why did you not come?
Couldn't.
Oh.
Yeah, we were kind of like...
Figured you were keeping watch.
Stuck. Yeah, we were keeping watch. That's a,
That was an hour, so if you want to use extra hit die to heal, Matt.
You can do that since it was an hour.
I only have 4 left now.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to. I guess I could use one.
Just a friendly suggestion.
Yep.
I base most every decision on the opposite of what you say to do. So you really want to do it, just keep your mouth shut.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, do you want me to hit you again with healing?
Stop using all your damn spells.
I've used 2 spells.
I know, but we're going to fight something soon.
I mean, I'm only
soon.
Down by 10 now. And I have
perception check, Pither.
Perception by who?
I mean, you can roll it as well, but you were messing with your sheet, so.
I have 14.
I'm going to say it's a little unusual to see the hilt.
Perception?
Yeah.
22.
That's plenty enough to see the hilt that is on Unda's hip, I guess, probably?
Sure.
It's tucked in a pouch.
What's that?
You remember hearing about the mother?
She provides.
Well, she gave birth to evil.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
At which point you see, You see Petrina look at Unda quickly and then kind of glance up at where Pithor is pointing and goes, "Very interesting. You are a fascinating group."
I don't trust her.
No, yeah, I don't either.
I say we kill her.
Okay, you didn't say that in the voice.
No,
okay?
I didn't.
Like, wait a minute, are you...
Unda just gives you a look like we should kill her.
She goes... She looks
Send at, message to me. I can respond.
She looks at you and goes, "Try it."
Next door?
Yeah, on the next...
Over where the portcullis was?
You head over to look through the portcullis then?
Yeah.
What? White marble steps descend to a tomb that has vaulted ceiling 30 feet overhead. A stillness, a calm amid the storm, is felt here. You see beautifully carved statues in alcoves behind the slab. Three of them. You see a stunning young man flanked by two angels, looking polished as if they were new. Perception checks?
Ooh, 20.
16.
26? 22. Everyone except for Pithor hears soft weeping.
Do you hear that?
Yep.
No.
Which direction?
Somebody's down there.
Yep.
Can we get this portcullis open?
You don't see any mechanism. The closest you could see is to just lift it.
Good thing we have a giant. Two of them.
You want to give that a try?
Can we all... Is there enough space for us all to kind of get our hands on it and pull?
Maybe one or two of you. One of you will get advantage.
One of you will get resistance, too.
Resistance?
Or not guidance? Resistance, guidance.
I'll do it. Resistance to opening the door.
Damn.
Roll a d4 and add
18.
9.
22.
You see Pithor strains and strains and strains, and it comes up about 2 inches and then settles.
Jesus, seriously?
Can we see... There's some traps in here that...
Can we see anything beyond it, like on the walls on the other side? Like, is there a chain or anything to pull to open it?
Nope, not that you can see. It goes down like a
stairway.
Stairway, and then the room opens up. So it could easily be on that facing wall, and you would never see it.
Exactly.
Pardon me, lady. You wouldn't have anything to, like, open doors?
Aloha Mora.
It's just called knock in this.
Mm-hmm.
Which is much simpler and easier to say. Jeff, when you kill my other character, remind me to come back as a wizard, regardless of what I say. I need to learn spells.
What are you looking at?
Shh, I don't want you to know.
Fine.
Because she's going to turn on us and attack us later.
Do you think that would make a door?
I don't know.
I'm ripping off a patch that says iron door, and I'm throwing it at the portcullis.
You what the f***? Now
I have a cloak of many patches. Yeah. I'm taking the iron door patch and throwing it at the portcullis,
and then opening the door.
That is f***ing genius.
Yeah.
Cloak, yes. Very good.
Inspiration.
Have an inspiration.
Can I gift one first?
You can gift the one you are currently receiving.
Neither of them have them. You and I both have one already.
Davin. Yeah.
I've got one.
No, you used it.
You used it earlier. Oh, no, you didn't use it.
Then, thank you.
Sure. Yeah, you pull off the cloak and you toss it into the middle of the portcullis, and now there's an iron f***ing door in the middle of the portcullis. We won't talk about the metaphysics of how that doesn't make any damn sense, but sure. That's
the magical f***ing world.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Open the door?
You open the door.
After you all?
He's good.
Go ahead and move that.
How many more of those you got?
I got a lot, but I don't know if any of them are useful.
What else is on there?
Dogs.
Ladders.
Wooden ladder. Rowboat.
Oh, there you go.
One says spell scroll, but I don't know that it...
Doesn't specify which one.
Yeah, I think it does. I just don't think it was specified to you. When you use it, there's a list, I think, that you can pick up, like... 3 or 4 spell scrolls, I think. So I'd have to look at it.
You could hand Davin that, and he could just make a spell scroll out of it. Make a revivify spell scroll or something. Who knows?
Yep.
Boom.
That's what I used
to do it Kasmir. Now before we get into a fight. That we've got it.
You descend the stairs then?
Yeah.
Mm, we do.
As you descend the stairs and, you know, from opening the door that appeared in the portcullis out of nowhere, you move in slowly. It's serene here. Calm. The place is clean. There's no bat mess. There's no nothing. Like I said, these polished stones are, the polished statues are gorgeous. And you see now that you kind of come down and can get a little better view of the room, you can see that there is a form that is sort of slumped over the casket, weeping softly.
Male, female voice?
It's a visage that's very familiar.
Throw a dog patch.
That didn't answer my question. Male or female voice?
There's, how can you tell from weeping?
I don't know. A higher pitched tone? Probably female?
Well, I think I can...
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure we know who this is.
Do you get down to the bottom of the steps then?
Yeah.
As soon as Davin steps down onto the platform, the figure looks up, wiping a single tear or two from his eye. What are you doing here?
I just wanted to know, was it worth it?
Roll initiative.
Oh, is this Strud?
Yeah.
Duh.
Oh.
Why are you crying like a bitch? We didn't get to ask him, because he had to provoke him.
I thought you read the book.
My character read the book.
You never read the book?
No.
No.
I haven't read any books, either. If that counts.
Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom saving throw.
Oh. 21.
Okay. You feel a shudder. But nothing happens. Jeff, charisma saving throw?
24.
You feel a little funny.
I feel like we need to pause and like have a like get hype music or something. I'm sorry.
It feels as if though something is, some bit of you pulling away from you. You can't quite explain it.
Okay, does anything happen?
Your sure. Reanimated hand falls from the yet. Ceiling.
Thing just comes out.
Yeah.
Sharp claw.
Nothing that you notice happened. We did that.
What was this? A table?
Oh, coffin. Coffin.
Yeah, he's hiding behind it. Not really hiding, but...
He doesn't have cover behind that, does he?
I mean, probably half cover, but I assume that you're going to run around it. Pither. It's your turn.
Uno, dos, tres.
Mm-hmm.
So, try to strike him. Probably not with that. 15.
Nope. You stab with the spear, and he just sort of slides out of the way, Castlevania style.
I am raging.
Probably a good call.
And we'll try to hit him again. 19.
You hit him.
For max damage, 16.
You stab him with a spear. You pull it back out and you see this gaping wound, and he looks at you and smiles as the wound just completely closes before your eyes. Davin.
So you got charges on that amulet? On the amulet? Or no? I can't remember.
Oh yeah, we rested.
That's right.
It's charged up.
I can remember how it worked.
Burn him with all the sunlight.
Yeah, I'll pop sunlight.
Seems like a good call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you moving in anywhere?
Nope.
Okay.
Not at the moment.
Just checking.
And I will...
Spiritual weapon.
The sunlight... Are you talking about the thing off of the amulet, or is that a spell for you now?
No, I'm using the amulet to cast sunlight. Burning five charges. 22.
From your spiritual weapon? Holy...
To hit.
Oh, okay. I was like, Jesus Christ, how is that possible? Yes, 22 hits.
14 damage. Force damage.
Okay. Thank you. And again, you just absolutely slam him, and, you know, blood spurts out of the back of the head as you hit him, and he just turns and looks at you as you see the wound immediately heal.
Because he hasn't taken radiant damage yet.
Sure.
Okay, I'm hoping.
Unda.
The amulet didn't do anything?
It doesn't deal, he won't take damage from the sunlight until his turn.
I pull my lightsaber and don my shield.
Okay.
As a bonus action, it lights up, I guess. That's how that works. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. It takes your bonus action, so you do not have another bonus action.
For this round.
As he sees that, he screams.
Cool. I'm going to hit him with it, if I can.
Like a, wah! Kind of scream?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're like, wah! He said it was destroyed!
That's a 25.
You hit.
And he's undead, so it's 2d8.
It's an extra d8 because he's already been hit.
Nope.
He's not below
his hit. Oh, he's not below his hit. Sorry. So this is, yeah, so it's still 2d8.
Mm-hmm.
But do you not add for
what
your thing?
For because he's undead?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's still plus 4.
But then the sword has an undead.
That's the second d8.
I think he's doing it right.
Then yeah. Roll two. Yep.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah,
he rolled these two.
One of them's an attack, and one of them's radiant damage because it's undead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
He's doing it correctly. He doesn't get the extra damage because he's not been injured.
No, I get that. But he gets extra damage for undead.
It's 1d8 for weapon damage.
Right.
1d8 for undead damage.
Do you need these separately?
No.
He gets undead, and the sword gets undead.
Yes.
Yes.
So he should be rolling.
No, his extra damage for undead is just a flat plus 4.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And it's a plus 2 sword, so it's plus 6.
That's already built into his damage.
Don't confuse him.
18, 19, 20, 20, 22 damage.
Okay.
Second attack.
I'm doing math. Hold on. Mine's a little more complicated.
Surprising.
All of which was radiant, because it deals radiant damage.
Yes, it does.
Why didn't you tell me? I held my action.
You see it. You slash, and you see it all heal up except for one little itty-bitty mark of a hit point of damage on his cheek.
Heals from radiant damage? From sunlight?
You guys don't know what's going on.
Nope.
Just keep on rolling.
22.
You hit.
Is he below his hit points now?
Yes. He has one little hit point of damage on his cheek.
It's like you cut him shaving.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
One more damage than we had
27.
Before.
27. Okay. You stab a big old gaping wound in him that doesn't seem to heal this time.
Okay. So is that how that works? Once you take radiant damage, you can't heal at all?
Monk.
There's something else there that we're not seeing.
Okay. So far he's taken 28 points of damage.
Monk.
He doesn't get a turn yet?
He went at the top of the round.
First. Oh, did he? I didn't know.
Yep. Jump up on top of the coffin and punch Isaiah's face.
Yeah, we gonna do that. One, two, three.
I mean, you don't have to actually get on the coffin. You can go around hither. It'd be easier without having to make a dex roll and falling off.
You can't crawl through the alcoves, but that's okay.
Whatever.
8. Nope.
Crit fail. Yay, 24.
Yep, you hit him.
For 10 damage.
Okay.
Radiant. Or magic damage.
Oh, that's right. Your third hit is your
radiant damage. Troy, charisma saving throw.
18.
Jeff.
Yes.
Wisdom saving throw.
18. 19.
Cool.
20.
85. Good,
guys.
Are the siblings not doing anything in this fight?
Just standing watching.
Okay. Do I get an op attack or no?
Nope.
We don't get any?
He just seems to leap out from in between you. And he comes over and...
is he dexterous?
Hang on. Does he take sunlight damage at the top of his turn?
Yes, it's just now the top of his turn.
Well,
yeah, more or less. I should be able to do that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming a 16 is not going to hit you, Jeff.
No.
Neither is a 15.
Stab with a bow.
No, I club him with the bone.
Nah,
it's a mace.
Bone him.
Pither.
Club him so hard you stab out.
Are you going to move to him or are you just going to swing at air?
I think I was cracked because it rolled off of here. We should start.
18 plus a lot of stuff will hit probably.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
For 10 damage.
Don't you need to roll 3 of those because you're raging?
No.
I'm just going to keep tacking stuff onto your rage. You got like double damage 40, and 19. Extra armor.
Is that it?
I rolled the other one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was not going to hit.
Okay. You smash into the side and you see him wince in pain.
Unless the 13 hits.
No, it does not.
I didn't think so.
Davin, he's up in your grill.
You checking the bone mace thing?
He's once used the mace of disruption.
I can't remember what it was called.
I don't even know what the damage for a mace is. I got to hit first.
No, yeah. The 1d6 start pepper there. Spray damage.
Mace is 1d6.
Thank you. That is unnatural 20.
You hit. You crack him in the face with Sam Markovia's thigh bone as he screams out in pain again.
beating you with a priest boner.
8 plus 3, 14 radiant damage. I'm assuming that was all radiant damage.
Probably, I would assume.
No, I'm sorry. One of that was bludgeoning.
Okay. Okay. You smash him in the face and he cries out. Unda.
Hey, I got bonus actions I can use this time. Let's see if I can hit him.
Why don't
you do the bonus action first?
Yes. Do I have... You do the bonus action first.
Oh, I don't have to hit for that, do I?
No.
To add Hunter's Mark. Cool. Hunter's Mark on him.
Okay.
And that is an extra d6 of damage to the target. 26 hits.
Yes, it does. Yes. Yeah.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
And the sun sword pierces into his side and he cries out again.
18 hit?
Yep.
Is that D6 one time? Or is that every time? I think it's every hit.
I think it's every hit.
Yeah.
18, 19, 20, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 29.
God dang.
It's almost like the weapon they told you to get would take out the vampire.
Well played.
Plus
concentration up to an hour.
Yeah, so it's just, it works.
Before Matt's turn.
That's a lot of sun damage going against him. It's pretty awesome.
No, I don't think so. What's your AC, Lucas?
18 with my shield.
He snatches at you but misses. He seems stumbling around all over the place. Matt?
Is sunlight persistent?
So he just constantly... What's the damage that he takes every time?
When he's 40 of blows, so I don't know. Take a total of 4 hits.
Yep, go ahead.
What do you mean? It doesn't tell you what to roll?
18.
It does different things for different vampires. Go ahead.
Oh. 18 hits, right?
Yep, 18 hits.
All right, punch with the right and get 8 damage.
Stun it, bitch.
16?
You did 8 damage, right?
Yeah.
And are your fists are considered magical, yeah. Yes? As you leap over the top of that casket, you flying punch him, Superman punch him right in the head, and he just turns into mist. The mist floats up into the air and disappears, behind which you now see Petrina go. He's going to be very pissed when he wakes up.
Yeah.
We should find his coffin. Destroy it.
I'm going back out into the tombs and heading back to the brazier room.
Okay. Yeah, but we'll just go where you go, bro.
Following.
How long does that flame sword stay up? Does it stay up if I don't drop it?
It's so, yeah,
it's a magic
it's
weapon.
A bonus so at this point, I'll just carry it around while it's
well,
up.
Well, it's a bonus action for you to just deactivate and put in your pocket.
Yeah, but it's that uses another bonus action to do it in combat.
Also, but it's also light for you, too.
Right.
It's really nice.
So I can just carry it around.
Yeah, it's your torch.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
At this point, it would save me a bonus action in combat a second time. So,
Jeff, have an inspiration. Jeff, have a fate point.
Okay.
Jeff, take $5 from Lucas.
Come on.
Moths, dude. Moths.
Write him an IOU.
Here. It's my mom's quilting business.
Here. One more punch, I get a free yogurt.
You can keep that.
It's worth, you know, next to nothing.
Okay.
Jeff.
Hey, my mom makes this quality shit.
I'm not saying that.
Handmade. High quality handmade.
Can we're talking here.
What?
Nothing. You're incredibly clever, and I love playing with you. You're super incredibly clever. You go back to the brazier room.
Yeah.
Yep.
What would you like to do?
No.
He's going to look at his notes, because I'm sure it's not going to tell him.
I believe it was blue. No.
It was like purple for the Nurple that sleeps.
Yellow to the master's tomb.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Now, I thought about this.
Sure. We all stick our hands in it.
What? Well, we can try that, but I don't know if it'll work. If we throw the stone in, when we threw the stone in and sent
Rusty and what's
Grizel, whatever her name was,
right?
Did the flame stay for the duration, or did it disappear after she left?
Based on the way that it reads, I would assume the flame stayed.
Okay, cool.
Everybody,
if nothing else. One per turn can do it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't all work at once. I'm not sure how it works. But I'm going to go first. I've still got sunlight up.
I'll go second.
Toss the yellow stone, dive in.
Because I've got the flamey sword that does damage to him.
What if the bitch that woke up, though, is a...
that bitch. I'm going to kick her in the face.
Yeah,
I mean, if she follows, whatever.
No, I'll just be meant with him having the sunlight being last in line.
No, I don't want to be anywhere near that bitch.
Okay. I'll go last.
I'm going to cast Protection from Good and Evil on myself before I go.
It's a good idea.
Why was it so easy? Because we made saving throws.
Lots of saving throws and radiant damage.
So lucky on those saving throws.
Guaranteed.
Maybe because you also grabbed every magical item in the f***ing book. And because Jeff is dodging the other half of the fight.
Which is getting up to the tomb.
Jeff.
Yes.
You cast the stone in.
Yes.
The flame changes to...
yellow.
Yellow.
Just checking.
Just making sure. Don't want to go to the coffin master.
Ever somewhere else.
It's blue, right? I'm sorry, I'm colorblind. Is it the blue one?
You step through.
I put my hand in. Do I go with him?
Jeff goes first.
Yes, I know. I was following.
Wait 6 seconds.
No! Before you, black marble steps ascend up into the crypt. You see a dark tomb with vaulted ceiling 30 feet overhead. The essence of evil permeates the very air. The smell of freshly turned earth is here. Settled into the dirt on the floor is a shining black coffin of finely waxed wood. The coffin's fittings are brilliant brass, and the lid is closed. I think you actually show up in an alcove, so almost mirrored image to Sergei's tomb. There are three alcoves, except rather than statuettes or anything, they're just dark alcoves.
Okay.
You find yourself standing in one of the alcoves.
I will step out of it.
You step out of it. Would you like to do anything else?
Keeping the holy symbol up. Mm-hmm. The sunlight lasts for 10 minutes.
A few moments later, Unda appears behind you in the alcove.
Step out.
I step out. Should we open the coffin?
Played Unreal Tournament before.
Should we open the coffin?
I'll wait another few seconds.
A few moments later...
Pither
arrives.
Yeah, I'll step out.
I'm just going to spawn kill you.
Yeah.
And a few moments later,
so we gotta
kick open the coffin.
You open the coffin. You see Strahd laying there, barely breathing, paler than he could possibly be. If at all, he could be more pale.
Should I just stab him in the chest with the sun sword?
Let him read.
No, he's earned this. He's never finished a Strahd book.
It's fair.
If not, that is true.
Getting a little
verklempt. Annoying as he is, we value him.
Getting a little verklempt on us?
No, not at all. I'm making sure I'm not missing anything.
He's going to cry himself to sleep tonight.
This is really satisfying for all of us, I think.
No. I am unbelievably impressed at how clever you all have been. A lot of it, Jeff. The rest of you...
Considering how we started this campaign.
I'm impressed that Matt is still up and moving.
We've got them around.
The monk. You jumped off the tower.
Not on purpose.
No, I think he's just saying he's impressed by taking the fall. He's still alive.
I mean, if there was two more D6s, I'd have been down.
Sure. So.
His eyes flutter open for a moment, and he looks up at you.
Was it worth it?
We're all just surrounded around him.
I'll see you in hell.
Maybe.
He's not moving.
That was your f***ing yippee-ki-yay motherfucker.
I stabbed him with my spear.
Was maybe.
I stabbed him with a sun sword. Everybody just stabs him with something.
No, I'm holding two vials of holy water, and I punch him,
cool.
Breaking the glass.
Somewhere something explodes. You're not sure where. Strahd can't hide his surprise as death takes him into the black abyss. Surprise turns to rage, and the pillar stone of Ravenloft trembles with fury, shaking dust from the ceiling of the vampire's tomb. The shutters abate as Strahd's burning hatred melts away, replaced at last with relief. The dark orbs of his eyes wither and sink into his skull as his corpse deteriorates before you. In a matter of moments, only bones, dust, and noble garb remain. Strahd von Tsarevich, the Dark Lord of Barovia, is dead and gone.
His bones are left behind?
Unda looks at the rest of you and says, "We return to the Sir Pool. My people will take you through the mists if need be."
I call dibs on a finger bone.
It's mist. It sees dust. I don't think it's...
No, he said there's bones.
Oh, there is.
You pick up a bone and it crumbles away to nothing.
I wanted to take something back since I was supposed to study vampires.
He's like 900 years old.
Scoop some in a vial.
Yeah.
As far as you can tell, that's it.
I'm going to find a way to get some dust in a bag, and that's it.
Sure. You can take some dust.
So now we have to set up the governmental infrastructure of Barovia.
I was kind of just thinking about...
No.
Valky.
We need the hobbits. When the hobbits returned to Hobbiton, and you know, they find Sharky.
We go to Valky, and we tell the people to leave.
Leave what? The whole pocket dimension?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can go to Valky if you want. You notice when you leave, it is... dawn is just approaching. The sun is coming up over the hills.
Now, hang on. Are we finally seeing the sun? Or is it still dark, red, dusky out?
You're seeing a bright yellow sun appear over a blue sky.
Unda literally stops and watches it rise.
You've seen it before, just not in Barovia.
Exactly.
With like tears in your eyes, kind of.
Yes.
You could go to Valky?
Before I leave, I want to try and find the dragon skeleton.
Oh, you think it's in the castle?
They said it was in the letter said it was in the castle.
I mean, we went through
to the tomb.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, we went through a good portion of the tombs here, but I guess it could be anywhere.
Wouldn't it probably be a bigger tomb to hold a dragon? How many experience points did we get for killing Strahd?
It doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
Get to it later.
It really is going to matter to Matt, actually. You know what, Jeff? I've been thinking about this. I thought it was in the tomb, and I feel like it's in the tomb. But you guys opened a lot of them, and I don't remember reading where it was.
Yeah.
No, okay. It's not that one.
How are we going to carry a dragon skeleton back to...
We'll figure it out.
We just tell them where it is? They can come pick
no,
it up?
They, no.
Tell the ghost
no,
where it
we're,
is?
No, we're not going to go tell the revenants that we killed Strahd.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't want us to.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, where are the loose ends we need to tie up? What was the name of the city where the abbey was? The town where the abbey was?
Talk about Kretsk.
Kretsk.
Can we go to Kretsk and go...
I'm going to make a stop there, too.
And we can stop at the winery.
I'm going to get everyone I can out of here.
Yeah. We stop at the vineyard. Everybody.
I bet the Ravenkind don't leave. I bet the Vishdani don't leave.
See, if all the people in Valky leave, though, that weirdo family has nowhere to rule.
Yeah.
I'm going to burn the Walker house down.
Walkers, that's the name. I was trying to think of the name. We already burnt one of the
I don't know if you can find it,
down.
Jeff. Yeah. Because I don't know that it's in there. I thought it was as well, but I can't find it.
As soon as we step foot on the surface of Barovia,
let me keep looking for it, like Jeff. What else do you guys want
it
to do?
It was the land.
I like, feel like it might have been in another one of the many land. Rooms you didn't find.
Okay.
You could go searching for it.
You just want to retcon that we found it and just move on. I mean,
Jeff wants to look for it long enough, he'll find it.
Right. It seems
I'm more worried about getting the people out.
Let's just ask that little homunculus bitch.
What?
Cyrus or Silas?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, where's the big dragon bones at? Oh, the master keeps him up here and he's in the silver closet. He doesn't need silver. We don't entertain.
Is that the voice you're using for the next game? Because it's great.
You like it?
It works.
Nah.
I still really like the
Canadian. I've been trying.
I'd say if you search long enough, you can find it, Jeff. But I really am interested now. I don't remember where it was.
Think about giving him personality disorder so it's a different accent every recording session.
Oh, God. Oh, that's where it is.
Dang.
You almost found it as soon as you came in.
Oh, really?
Didn't.
It was in the mud room.
He zigged instead of zagged?
Nah, there's a whole room full of desiccated bones and blood, and it looks really, really horrible and awful, and the head's mounted there.
No. Oh. So we just bring in the head? Or do you want the whole bone?
You don't find anything else.
Oh, okay. Well, we found the head.
Yeah, I'm going to take the head.
Return it to the tomb?
Yes.
You can go to Argenvost. And you can set it in the mausoleum if that's what you'd like to do.
It is.
When you do, that lighthouse room that you are in shines like a beacon that is brighter than the sun at noon.
Nice.
What do the revenants now do?
Do you go looking for them?
Yes. No.
Probably at peace now.
Yes, I do.
You don't find them.
Even the captain?
They've ascended. They've ascended.
What about the March of the Souls? March of the Penguins or whatever.
Well, you haven't been back to... Barovia yet, but
I know what I'm, else I'm doing a montage of things.
I'm going Valky next,
sure.
Or Kretsk, which is closest to
Valky you would have had to have gone through before you even went
that's
to Argenvostols. You find that
we'll go to the Argenvostol trek back to Valky.
Okay.
Well, we pass through Valky to get to Argenvostol.
It's the only way you can go.
Yep.
Well, you can go around.
You actually meet as you arrive in Valky, you actually see Esmeralda and Rudolf van Richten, no longer dressed up as a court jester. He leans softly on a cane. He sort of waves to you.
Oh, Unda never met him, did he?
So you've slayed the monster then?
Sure seems like it.
Where will you go next?
Hopefully home.
We're hoping that the next leap will be the one that takes us home.
Perhaps.
I'd kiss you right now.
He waves, sort of nods to you.
What about you?
Esmeralda has convinced me to continue teaching her. Apparently she thinks that I'm a bit too old to be hunting vampires myself.
Isn't that problem kind of done?
They're not all gone.
Like, yeah. I thought any that he created would be destroyed with him.
The lands, well, your friend, your Vishtana friend could tell you this, the lands reach far and wide. There are many things out there that deserve to be destroyed.
Okay.
And they sort of nod and hitch up to a wagon.
The pie lady.
We killed her.
Yeah, well, she was one of the witches. One of the coven.
So where to next? Hey,
can you say pastries for sale though? I love that.
You go back and listen to episode 5.
I know.
Blue Water Inn.
Yep, they're there. The family is there. You notice that Valakie seems somewhat empty, but they're all there, the entire family. The kids and mom and dad.
Seems everyone has already left.
The real people are left.
Troy, give Jeff $5.
What?
Because Jeff is still paying attention 2 years later.
No, I mean, the real people are like, what?
The soul,
the people who the haven't
soulless,
died.
No, the soulless disappeared.
They got f***ing raptured. Jesus came.
So the walkers are gone?
I guess I don't understand.
You remember the soulless baby that was born?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the other people who were soulless, they're not here anymore.
I guess I don't remember... I mean, I remember the baby. I just don't remember it being a thing. There's only a finite amount of souls in the cyclical loop, right?
And just for you, Jeff, since we talked about this, you'll see a robed figure of immense power who happens to be sitting there eating at the inn, sort of wave and nod at you as he steps out and just f***ing planar dimensional doors f***ing who knows where.
Who was that?
That was the Mad Mage.
Oh.
That's good.
Anywhere else
who
you'd like
would,
to go?
Who was... I so would have loved to have met him. But...
Me too. Kept trying to get you motherfuckers there.
He didn't have the right spell.
I couldn't cure him. That's not what... I don't care about that. I wanted to meet him.
He'd have beat the f***
out. Yeah, he would have had a lot of shit to kill him with.
He is quite possibly the highest level thing in this game.
Okay.
He has names in the back of the book. His name is on plenty of books. His name is on the upcoming book from... D&D.
That guy.
Okay.
Who's he? He's got many spells named after him.
Yeah. The Mad Mage was Mordenkainen.
Are the walkers still around?
Sure.
This is on you. I don't know what you're planning. Just saying hi.
Just murder hobo before we leave? I'm always down for a little murder hobo. You're evil. I want to burn the house down, literally.
There's no one to stop you. Would you like to keep them in there while they die, or...
You know, I'm not barring the doors or anything. If they want to run out, they can run out, but...
Fair enough. Anything else anyone would like to do?
Just be outside and be like, Walkers, come out to play!
I'm telling Erwin to get his family and get out.
You speak wisely, friend. We will see. There are... And he kind of just... There's something on the wind that I do not understand. We must wait for a time, but I do think your advice is sound.
When you ever find yourself in Palantis, look me up.
What?
Call for Irina.
Sending.
Oh, do a sending?
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
Just ask her if she's okay. Like, hey, you can come back now.
Just tell her all is well. Make sure she's okay. He's dead.
Okay.
Strahd is gone.
Okay.
All is well.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So did you ask a question, or are you just...
Are you okay? Is Strahd being gone setting you guys free?
You get back 3 words.
We are happy.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, make the round. Maybe yeah, go to Kretz, go to the winery.
Hit Barovia, hit the Serpent.
At Kretz, you find something really, really fascinating. The road doesn't end in mist. There's a place to go.
There's a bonus level!
Secret levels.
I don't know who all you else you want to talk to, what else you want to see or do.
Go in and tell who...
I mean, everyone's going to hear your message there, you know, Paul Revere riding through, ringing the bell.
Yeah.
The response is more subdued than you would imagine. Like, some people are overjoyed, but for the sake of argument, most of the named NPCs, the people you interacted with, are 40% less excited than you would think they would be.
Yeah, huh. They're no longer in charge of people. Their whole way of life is pretty much gone.
If you go to the winery, Corvus is very excited. The old crow.
Is he sane again?
I mean,
well, he's probably like,
really happened to him. He's a little touched.
Restoration on his eyes.
In the eyes, right?
He's like 60% cured.
But the old crows, you've done an excellent job for my family and for this land. We
bestow upon you our highest honor, the silver.
I would advise
fancy white painted bird.
got a story about that. Go ahead.
I would advise you to leave while you can.
Okay. Yeah.
This place has been cursed for so long, I don't know if it can ever be cleansed.
Why aren't you leaving?
We will.
Trust them. They know what they are doing.
What about you?
I will speak to my grandmother. We will see.
Yeah, let's go there.
The Sirpool?
Yeah. Which I assume is pretty much the last stop.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to Barovia?
I mean, we can.
At the Sirpool encampment, the Vishtani are incredibly happy and excited. They're always happy and excited, obviously, but it's a special occasion. So they seem to know. And they greet Unda with open arms. You know, welcome back, brother. Welcome back, blah, 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 etc., etc.
Is she inside the caravan?
You don't see Madam Ava's wagon.
I speak to whoever is usually there.
Yes, she is waiting for all of you at the gates of Ravenloft. And he points back through Barovia.
She will take us home.
Okay. Make a trip through Barovia.
Yep.
Anything you'd like to do?
What was his talk to the her brother.
Ismark the Lesser, Ismark. I believe.
Oh yeah. We haven't talked to him.
Oh, I didn't talk to the priest.
Oh, Valaki?
Yeah.
He's good.
Ismark is fine. You see a familiar face, young lady, run up and give you a big old hug and a kiss. And you see a slightly twitchy, gray-haired old woman behind her, sort of in the doorway, sort of frantically keeping an eye on her. She seems to be holding this doll that looks like it might be from Blinsky and is just kind of squeezing it very tightly. And she just looks at you and nods and smiles a lot.
Oh my God.
Looks at all of you, nods and smiles.
I want to get a souvenir before we go home.
The hair. I still got my puppet.
The hair's not enough?
Huh?
The hair is not enough?
What hair?
Your body. Yeah.
She's still got a suit of armor following her around.
Clink, clink, clink. This is so great. I'm so glad you got me one of these. You're the best.
You and your mother should leave.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Go and see the world.
Okay.
Jesus. Caravan, is it guarded or is she standing outside?
Are you doing anything else?
Go to Blinsky's.
You're just hopping all over the place. You can go to Blinsky's.
Yeah.
What do you want from Blinsky's?
I mean, we can hit Blinsky's before we leave Valaki.
Yeah. So, Rickon.
What do you want from? Okay. What do you want from Blinsky's?
I just want to go in. I want to visit Blinsky.
Okay. Hello, friend.
I'm having fun making you pull out your character.
I hear you have killed Zestrad. Yes.
Yeah.
This is good for world, not so good for Blinsky. Blinsky make great Strahd puppets. What will Blinsky do now?
Perhaps you can make puppets of him.
Did you complete you side quest for me? No, you did not.
What was your side quest?
Yep. Find the Clockwork Man.
Yeah, we didn't find
you that. Give Jeff $5.
No.
I heard it walking around.
He ate my pizza.
You weren't eating it.
Yes, Blinsky is overjoyed to see you. He doesn't know how he's going to make a living now if Strahd's dead, but maybe I make Abbott puppets. Yes. Or little children with fangs. No, I can't do fangs. No more vampires. Shit.
You fucking ruined me.
You could make little one-handed dwarves. They're pretty popular here.
You see him pick up a puppet and promptly cut its hand off and compare it to Davin. Yes. With fangs.
Or a beard. Beards are good, too.
He begins to make some sort of action chop thing where it has, like, a robot arm with an axe. He's back into his little shop tinkering away.
Kung Fu grip.
And nobody's going to leave.
It seems like one by one, they're slowly filtering out.
And Lucas said, it seems like, so it's wrong.
All right, head for the gates, I guess. Unless you guys have anything else.
I buy one of the Strahd dolls to take with me.
Sure.
You head back that way.
Yeah.
And you go back through the forest, and you get right up to the gates that you entered into Ravenloft with, and the gates are open.
Do I go back to my world?
Sitting in the middle of the road is a wagon, and you see Madam Ava sitting on the steps.
I walk a little faster and go straight to her.
She puts her hands out so you can help get her up off the bench.
I do, and we embrace as a Johnny would.
Which is not very friendly. No. But she does call you grandson and probably kisses you on the cheek.
That's all he asks for.
You have done well. You should go back. Unless you wish to go on with Davin, you should go back. Go back to the camp and celebrate. Today is a day to be remembered.
I wish to see the world, Madam Ava.
Such is your right as a Vishtana. We will be here. We will always be here for you.
I will return.
Good.
Are you ready to go home?
I've got one more question.
Yes?
Who are you? You don't fit.
Unda just kind of chuckles.
Do you think not?
No. No, you don't.
Why?
You're too deep into this. I haven't been back here to ask you since I figured it out. But you're someone else. You're someone bigger than what you're saying you are. Who are you?
You have the Morning Lord. You have Mother Night. You have the mountain. You have the valley. You have Strahd. And, well,
and she just looks at you.
And you have Lady Not Strahd, right? Is that...
Your furry friend has a point.
Hey, are you magic? Can you fix this?
She looks at you and she goes, I'm sorry. I am so very sorry to both of you.
And she looks back and forth between Pither and the monk.
Like, what for? I feel pretty good.
Neither of you can go home.
I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah.
You seem happy here.
Can I travel with Unda?
If he wishes.
I thought it'd be kind of fun to, like, go around the multiverse with you.
There are...
I'll tell you my real name.
You both have been touched by terrible things. You will never be able to leave these lands, no matter how far you walk. It is perhaps unfair for the great service you have done for the people of Barovia, but such is the nature of deals. There are many other places you could go, of course. Darkon, perhaps, or Maldovia. Unda could lead you to these places if he wishes. But you, if you wish to go home, to Faerun.
She just sort of indicates the gates.
Unfortunately, the road will not take you back to Palanthas, nor to Faerun. I also ask one thing of you. I ask that you return the items. I do not believe he will stay dead for long. It may be a day, a year, a century. But they will not let him go any more than they will let the two of you go. He will be back.
Who's they?
She just sort of holds her palms open and indicates the sky.
It is best not to speak of them. Garnering their attention is how you ended up in this situation in the first place.
Unda just whispers like a Vishtani blessing to herself.
I ask for the sun's sword, the holy symbol, should they be needed again.
The bone.
The bone actually disintegrated.
Oh. After the fight?
Nice. Yes.
Wow. Are those the only two items then? The sword and the amulet?
The tome. And the book.
Oh, the tome. Right.
Yeah, I'll give her the holy symbol.
Unda pulls out the hilt. And presents it to her.
Inside the book.
Yep. You see him. You see her set them in the traveling wagon.
So I hold up the bag with the dust in it. Does this need to stay here?
No, I do not think she.
You want to do a line? It's wicked good.
Let me show you something. Can I see a bit of that dust?
Sure.
And you see her. She actually holds it in her hand like it's something sacred.
Yeah.
And she leans in and whispers something to it.
Watch carefully.
And she goes like this, and she leans with her mouth up to it like she's going to blow the dust, and she leans forward towards the gate. And when she goes, you see the dust fly towards the gate, and it hits an invisible wall and just floats back towards her.
That's weird.
As you can understand, this cycle does not end.
Yeah.
You are also shocked by this.
Sure.
Take that bag and put it in a river.
All right.
You may take it with you if you wish.
I don't know where to go. I kind of live here now, I guess.
No. You have many places to go.
Oh, yeah.
You don't understand.
What if I put it in the sun room, in the beacon room?
Barovia is just one of the many domains of dread. Feel free to explore. But mind the lords of each land. They similarly are trapped. And beware the powers. Indulging in them too frequently will lead you to become like him.
We could be the next Strahd.
Lucas was on the path.
Lestat was definitely on the path.
Quite literally in the book, called Path of the Vampyr.
Yup. I figured it out pretty quick. I figured that out really quick.
But you didn't learn that you could walk on f***ing walls.
No, I figured I could. I just kept refusing to.
If you have no more questions, I suggest you get moving. I also suggest you say your goodbyes. With the exception of Unda, you will never likely see each other ever again. Unless Davin also walks the domains of dread. They will not get any easier. Nor do I think you can make the impact you wish to make.
I think I was brought here for a reason. I think I've done it. I think we've done it.
What have we done if this cycle just completely starts over?
We gave people an option. We gave them a choice to make. I can't make them choose one way or another.
So like in 400 or 500 years when we do this again, you know, maybe another set of them will leave, right? Is that what you're hoping?
I hope.
Except we won't have you.
There'll be others.
But we're going to be stuck in the recycle soul system.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Is that you or is that the lady?
That's her.
Okay.
Her souls are too strong.
Oh, we'll get to get out when we die?
Depends on how much attention you attract between now and then.
I mean, they already did that.
No, you chose not to leave.
Yeah, I mean, but they made it really tempting. Like,
the offer? Mine. That's what they do.
Do you wish to
That's
go home?
That's weird that old lady just sounded like Cody.
Do you wish to go home, Davin?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I will follow for some time. Show me your favorite rune. I will return.
Extend a hand to Pither.
Which one?
The shake.
Absolutely.
It's been good, my friend.
If you ever make your way to the spine of the world, say hello to, I don't know, somebody. Say my name with pride, I guess.
We will tell them of your adventures.
Sing songs of me.
We will tell them of your adventures.
I will.
Of Pither, the furry one.
It's totally your name and legend now. Monk?
I guess here, and I give you my notebook of what I've learned of vampires that I've been collecting.
Okay.
Ask that you deliver it. Give you directions to my monastery on Kryn.
I will do my best.
Thanks.
You've been there. You could get there.
Yeah, sure. I look to Davin. Are you ready?
I think so.
It's the third star on the left, straight on till morning.
We walk through?
Yeah.
Enjoy the Grey Havens, you hobbit bitch.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.